The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Jenna Tobel, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience with First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hello, Andy.
So last week we talked about side hustles, being successful with side hustles, all sorts of different ways to earn extra income. What's the topic for today's Good Money Moves?
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, and that is romance scams. And that is why I've invited Leanne Traum to join us today. Leanne, go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. I am the manager of our loan administration department. I've been with the credit union for roughly 18 years in various levels with various experiences. I work closely with our member solutions department, which often work, unfortunately, with fraud victims, which do include those romance scammers.
This is, oh my goodness, it's getting to be such a growing problem. In my position, I get to see the police reports when these things go through, and it's so tragic. And of course, now with everybody online, I imagine that it's going to continue to be a growing problem. So I guess, Leanne, for those who are listening today and have never heard of the romance scam, maybe you can fill us in on exactly what that means.
Yes, a romance scam is typically a situation where a scammer creates a fake online profile. It's often vague and lacks personal details. They then use this profile to connect to their victim using compliments, fake stories, asking for money.
I know I'm probably bombarded at least several times a week by, I think, people obviously trying to do this, either through Facebook or other social media. It's just amazing to me. I guess maybe the more in-depth question would be, why do people fall for this, the romance scams?
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, there's dating sites, there's mobile apps, there's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, a lot of ways that these scammers can solicit victims. So really, these scammers, or sometimes we call them threat actors, they really prey on the emotions of people looking for love or perhaps just emotionally vulnerable. Really, romance scams affect both men and women of all ages. The scammers really target groups that they think are more vulnerable to manipulation. A lot of times we thought that was maybe the older generation. However, we're really finding today, with so much out there, so different reasons for people to be vulnerable and so many ways for the scammer to reach them on social sites, it really, really can affect anyone.
That's really quite frightening, actually. And it's so ironic, too, with the idea of this internet that we'll live in this interconnected world, and somehow that would, relieve us of isolation, and it's, you know, in some ways created more isolation and results in a problem like this, that people are trying to fleece you out of your hard earned money. I know even here in southeastern Minnesota, there've been cases where people have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars by voluntarily sending it off to these folks. So maybe we could talk about some of the red flags that are out there that people should be watching for so they don't themselves become victims.
Sure. I'd like to go back to, there's a lot of common tactics that scammers use to trick and manipulate the victims into continuing to believe in the relationship. They're really carefully planned schemes. Again, these are actors. These are threat actors. These are professionals. They bait victims with attractive profiles. They will have photos maybe that they're like very young or a model-like appearance. They'll say, I'm a professional, I own my own business. So then, you know, they kind of groom that victim with intimacy, meaning you're beautiful. There's poems, there's love songs, there's a red flag, I love you in such a short amount of time. I love you already. I can't wait to meet you. They're really charming with a bit of mystery.
And that you mentioned the mystery part of it. That is one of the common threads I've seen is, it's somebody's maybe in the military, and they're going to be sent off on this long-term mission, and because of that, there's a need for some money, or somehow they're tied up in something overseas and a chance. You know, once in a lifetime chance at an investment, and can you help me out? That kind of thing.
Exactly. They create a crisis, and then they ask you for that money. Just like you said, Andy, there's a medical emergency. They're stuck at the airport, or wow, I've got a great investment opportunity only for you and your friends or family. You know, sometimes they kind of maybe guilt them into helping them. You know, on occasion, there's times where maybe they've blackmailed them a little bit, such as, you know, that video sent me, that photo you sent me that was just meant for me. Well, if you don't help me, gosh, I'm going to share that on social media. Or I'm going to share that with someone else or maybe a friend or put it somewhere publicly. So you'd hate to think that anybody would blackmail someone, but I've also heard of that. Again, these are professionals, and there could be over a few months. I've also heard it that they have maybe, for the lack of a better word, courted and spoke to somebody, you know, even up to a year. And they're doing this with more than one person at the same time.
Sure. I can imagine that they're probably using the same spiel on multiple victims. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're professing their love quickly. They don't want to be on camera. You know, they want to get you on another platform. Well, let's chat maybe on email or a chat app or the phone, kind of get you off those public sites. You know.
Oh, so then that leads to the question, if they present themselves, the lure, as this attractive person, and when in fact there's somebody down in a basement somewhere eating potato chips. I'm imagining this, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they don't want to be in.
They obviously can't have the Skype meeting or whatever it could be. That would, the ruse would be up at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Usually they do not want to be in a video, or they've used that image somewhere else. I mean, there is a Google reverse image lookup, you know, that somebody could do to see where they are, maybe somewhere else. You know, again, asking for money. They want money. Hey, send me a gift card or buy one and scratch off and give me the code on the back. You know, Cash App, Zelle, Bitcoin, Western Union, give me your financial information. I'm going to deposit a check into your account, but hey, can you give me your online password? I can just do this quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So the initial contact is usually, as you mentioned, through the dating app or some social media app, whether it be Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram, whatever it may be. Are there red flags on that part of it? I mean, the ones I will receive through, I'll give example, Facebook will be friends requests, will be, they're so obvious, it's ridiculous. It'll be some, you know, young woman in her 20s. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Somebody in Singapore wants to be friends with me, right? So I just hit delete. Is that, that's an obvious red flag, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, and if sometimes just something is misspelled words.
Yep.
Or maybe reaching out and, you know, if you were on the phone, you know, what does their voice sound like? I mean, I think that there's other things where they're just going to keep pulling you in. They have an answer. You know, if you have a concern and you're expressing that, well, they're prepared for an answer to continue to try to keep your trust, continue to keep this relationship moving along. They have an answer for any of your concerns or if your objections, if you will.
All right, we're talking about a scary topic today. Another scam that's been around forever, but now with online opportunities, is growing, I think, exponentially, at least from the evidence I've seen, and that is the romance scam. Leanne Traum is with us, along with Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union, and we'll return with some more on Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. The topic this week is the romance scam. Signs of danger and, I guess, how to avoid it. Things to watch out for if you find yourself in contact with somebody who's trying to pull this on you. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union, along with Leanne Traum with us. And Leanne, I imagine in your position at the credit union, you might end up dealing with the aftermath of this. I guess without violating anybody's privacies, do you have any really, I guess, scary stories you could share with us of people who have had to recover from being scammed like this?
Yes, Andy, unfortunately, we have worked with people. Again, our most recent experience has been with females. We had worked with a lady that was in her early 60s. She had been strung along, if you will, with this man that professed his love to her. He had his own business. He was overseas, and he had a contract with the government to build roads, but he needed a little help from her. He needed her to send him some money, China, just to get by until he was paid on that contract. So she provided her financial information. A check was deposited into the account. She had funds, so she had funds in the account, so there was no reason to put a check hold. She then removed the funds that were asked her. She went to a local gas station who had a Bitcoin machine. She sent the money via Bitcoin. By the time the check came back, she had already sent her own money. The check had come back as a closed account. We had informed her, and she said, well, that can't be. She's like, well, let me call my boyfriend. That can't be. He has the money. He has his own business. He has a contract with the government. She's like, let me call him. Well, as soon as that was brought to her attention, there was absolutely no communication back. The phone number was no good. The email was no good. Any of the platforms that she had reached out no longer, just vanished, just gone.
Ghosted.
And exactly. And the unfortunate thing is this was thousands of dollars. You know, as we talked through this with her, you know, we were gentle. We don't want to make somebody be embarrassed or not be able to kind of digest this and process right. this. But it did take two or three conversations for her to realize that, oh my goodness, this really happened to me. And I'm a professional. I'm a smart woman. How could have this happened to me? So it's really sad to have those discussions. It's really heartbreaking.
Devastating.
And it's thousands. I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, we've all read stories where it could be a few hundred, it could be thousands. I mean, it could be different investment amounts. It's just devastating to hear.
It is. And the realization that since Bitcoin was used, that money's gone.
Exactly. Exactly. The tracking, any type of refund, it's gone.
Yeah, even to try to prosecute this person, if they could ever find them, would probably be impossible.
You're right. When we tried to guide people to file reports or work with the police, you know, their frustration is if this is international, this brings it to so many other levels, and there's only so much, unfortunately, that they can do.
But they can. What does happen is when that report gets filed, the police department or the sheriff's office or whoever it may be, they can spread the word that this is happening out there, and maybe, you know, a cautionary tale for everybody.
Exactly, Andy. Yeah, we always encourage people to file, because just as you said, you don't know if this is a local scam, if it can be shared with some other person, if it can be announced in some way, somebody else might hear it and realize and be able to take that tip and be able to process or step back and say, oh my gosh, this sounds like what I'm going through or what maybe has happened to me. And so again, you would like to hope that this could be stopped.
How bad could it get? I mean, with the information these scammers are able to obtain from people, obviously, this woman lost a lot of money. Are there other financial ramifications or ways you can be victimized?
Sure. I mean, there's lots of implications that could occur for the poor victim. They could have, again, the loss of savings, assets, legal implications, really emotional impact. So, you know, we are going to advise to close the checking account. They might owe money to their financial for that fraudulent deposit. But we want to close that account, because if they gave out that information, they need to, you know, open a new account. They need to set up new passwords, new online banking. They need to provide creditors a different account number to pay their bills. They need to provide their payroll office or their Social Security office new account numbers. We may have to issue new debit cards, credit cards. Again, the loss that they might have sustained is just horrible. Filing the police reports, you know, the law enforcement's going to be asking them questions. If they've given out Social Security number and more information, there could be identity theft. So that goes into your freezing your credit reports and contacting the bureaus, checking your report to see if maybe an account has been opened and you didn't even realize it, and going through that process to close. Embarrassment. I mean, family and friends might criticize you. They ask, how could you have fallen for that? What were you thinking? They feel demoralized. I mean, depression. I mean, just it's financial and emotionally stressful and causes various consequences.
It's just awful is what it is. My goodness. We have to take another break. Leanne Tromm and Jenna Towell with First Alliance Credit Union. Jenna's been uncharacteristically quiet, but I'm sure she'll chime in here when we come back from our next break. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are back with more Good Money Moves. Romance scams, our topic this week. Leanne Tromm and Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union with us. And I guess, Leanne, we're relying on you as our expert today. If this does happen to you, how do you rebuild? How do you recover from this?
That can be a long haul, Andy. One of the things, again, we talked about, please file a police report. Please report to the Federal Trade Commission. And also the Internet Crime Complaint Center. Please take those actions to see if you can help someone else. And those larger government offices, maybe they can help you. It's just worth, please, sharing that information and being vulnerable to admit that this happened. Don't keep it private. Talk to somebody. If you have a family member, if you have a close friend or some other person that you feel you can consult with, talk to someone if you're that victim. There's also Volunteers of America. They have partnered with AARP. They created a program reference VOA. It's a free program, and they refer to it as REST. So it stands for Resilience, Strength, and Time. This is to help address the emotional impact of their experience. It helps reestablish trust and really integrate your experience and try to build back resilience despite a difficult and painful occurrence. Talk to somebody else. You know, sometimes reminding other people and educating them, sometimes it just helps somebody recover and process. And sometimes it's just really a matter of time. But again, the point is, it don't blame yourself.
And you mentioned your accounts, right? I mean, as far as cleaning up your finances and stopping anything worse from happening, get new credit cards issued, maybe close accounts, do all of that. Should you be getting a hold of the different credit bureaus to, I don't know, put a note in there, I an alert of some sort?
Yes, you can. You can freeze your credit report, or you can put a fraud alert on the account as well. So there are sites with Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They have departments that will help you with that, walk you through the process of that. So yes, that definitely is, either you can freeze it or put a fraud alert. So if there is some sort of inquiry, then they can alert you of that. And there's a particular process to find out if that's you or someone else that shouldn't have any business. Again, changing passwords, keeping things private, changing up your social media account, not clicking on things. There are some situations where you might have to get a temporary loan or a short-term loan, depending upon your budget and how much of a financial impact that has made for you. I mean, it can be very devastating. You might not have funds to pay your mortgage the next month. So there could be a lot of things that could be impacted depending upon what you have left for savings or assets, or if you're working. You know, it can be a little bit different for everyone.
Well, the example you gave, I imagine here's a person who is not at retirement, but getting close, and to lose all this money that you've saved for all these years and worked so hard for, to have it stolen from you at that stage. You need to talk to somebody. That'd be extraordinarily devastating. So, Jenna, at First Alliance, the folks you have out there working with your customers, is this something that they could help guide them through, you know, the financial aspect of it?
Yeah, so we definitely have a lot of resources that we can help them with. Our team, you know, if one of our members were to fall victim to fraud, obviously our team is well adept at helping them, you know, set up new accounts, get new debit cards, those types of things. I'm talking about next steps that they need to take, similar to what Leanne's kind of laid out in the show today, you know, directing them to file those police reports, you know, being supportive as best we can as they try to navigate this and rebuild and put their financial life back together. Yes, our team would definitely be a good resource to help navigate some of this.
Well, Leanne, thank you so much for joining us today and filling us in on the horrible crime that's growing in our country. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
And Jenna, this is the time of the program. You mentioned more resources, but
yes,
this is falls under that financial literacy headline, doesn't it? Being aware, being aware of this thing happening out there so you can be wary, I guess. Any other resources or places we could find resources to help us make good money moves?
Yeah, absolutely. I always encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice out there every week. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And of course, if you have a financial topic that you would like us to cover or questions that you would like answered on Good Money Moves, send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union so they can help you start making good money moves today.
That is First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Again, thank you, Leanne Traum and Jenna. Jenna, we'll talk to you next week with more Good Money Moves.
Absolutely.
Right here at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.